This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There is more to life than GDP, gross domestic product, an imperfect measure of the economy that ignores contributions where no money changes hands, such as volunteering, being a house husband or housewife, or caring for a sick relative. That said, GDP has its uses, and today the government reveals its third and final assessment on what happened in the second quarter. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more on why we pay attention to a revision of a revision.
GDP, everything the country produces and consumes, is really important to tell us if the economy was contracting or expanding, and by how much, back in the spring.
The advance estimate was 2.3%. It then got revised up to 3.7%.
Economist Nariman Baravesh at IHS says that's a big revision, by 60%, based on more complete data instead of initial guesstimates. But it's those guesstimates, often inaccurate, that investors and the markets react to.
It is definitely a problem.
Each revision makes the data better, but also older, and thus less useful. Jim O'Sullivan at High Frequency Economics has some stats he prefers.
The weekly jobless claims number is a very timely and generally quite reliable current indicator. When claims are going up, it's a bad sign. When claims are going down, it's a good sign.
O'Sullivan also recommends for our consideration the purchasing managers' indices and monthly auto sales. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.